Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello there, good afternoon, and welcome Tuesday, Lori and Julia Shaw. A nice, mild spring Tuesday. My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Thank you for joining us as we relive a magical night at the X.
I'm not surprised that everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in.
You got to meet the crooner.
Well, in the first time ever that the three of us were at the same event, besides like if a Broadway show or something, you know, we've all been at that, but I don't think we've ever all been at the same concert together. You know?
No, he...
He was, we were Michael Bublé virgins, and we met some other ladies who were Michael. We saw a lot of our people there last night.
Yep. I'm not surprised.
No.
But he really was good.
I have so much of his music to watch him sing it live. And Donnie, you talked about this yesterday, about his, the way that his set is designed, it looks like they're singing in an orchestra pit in the
looks
lighting.
Like you're in Las Vegas.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's an incredible set.
And what did you say? He's got 35 musicians, and the string, everyone on the strings was Minnesotan?
They were, yes, the ladies of the string section in those beautiful black gowns, they were all Minnesota women.
He does that town to town.
Town to town, yeah.
Guy gets local, but it's a 34-piece band, yeah, and then the three backup singers. Yeah. He was so smooth, he would have fit right in. I think John Bream said his comedic talents could have landed him a slot in the Rat Pack.
He, and you've seen him be interviewed before, he's deliciously charming.
Oh, yes.
And if you didn't go last night, there is an NBC special tomorrow night just entitled Bublé. Yeah,
at 9 o'clock on NBC.
Yeah.
Totally. And he's so excited about this special that he's doing. It's what he's wanted to do a long time. It's the greatest thing he's ever done. It was a long time doing. I just, my own personal observation that I was having a hard time with, because I have been a devotee.
Here we go. Here we go.
Well, and people, because we're not performers per se, that people would watch us dance and sing and move around. They just watch us sit and talk.
Yeah, I loved how he was slipping and sliding. He was working the stage.
He does. You said he's got Elvis-like moves. Lori felt Elvis out of him.
Yeah, I did. I mean, just his patter, his ease with the crowd, and making that confession about his grandfather, the plumber, who took him to his gigs.
Yeah, Grandpa Mike.
Just died at 93. I'd give anything to have 50 more years. He was my best friend. We were like,
He's so deliciously charming. So the special tomorrow night will be really something fun.
Yeah, and
to
if
watch.
You didn't get a goal.
He gained weight. Let me just say it.
Okay.
His blazer was too tight, and that, I don't know why I'm this shallow, but it bothered me, because as a woman who every so often, which is too often in my mind, wears an item of clothing that just is a little too tight.
Strange.
And it doesn't feel comfortable so much to sit, move, or bend over.
But he sat down on the edge of the stage.
I understand.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, listen, he hasn't toured for a long time.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I just wanted his blazer to be bigger.
Well, he's 43. Well,
but that's a European cut suit, but it's supposed to fit like that.
Really?
Yes.
I've seen
I was told that.
And he had the skinny tie.
I understand, and he always dresses this way, and he always wears
the shiny pants.
I know Michael.
Oh, do you?
Do you?
If I had my iTunes collection, I have probably, I've bought like three, I think he only has, like, I brought his Christmas album. I brought a couple other.
Yeah, I can tell you the only I ever have a Michael Bublé song is you put it on something.
Yeah, you got it for me. He's amazing.
I've never asked Alexa.
No.
I don't know the names of his song. I like his covers.
Oh, he does covers.
Oh, okay.
He does a lot of covers. Yeah, he's got, but I guess just for me.
It was a 60-40 night, though. 60% women.
Yeah, instead of 70-30, yeah. Daddy. Yeah, there were a lot of dates there.
There were a lot of big date nights. Yeah.
Now, here's what I think a lot of male dates heard.
What?
Why can't you sing like that?
This is what I heard sitting next to. Uh-huh. He comes, oh my.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Donnie got laid last night, so he's telling us.
Oh, look at him move.
Yeah.
Oh. That was fun.
He's dreamy. Yeah, you should reap the benefits.
I hope you did, Donnie. I really do, because he is dreamy.
Yeah, and I really liked him. I liked all of his little shout-outs to Prince and Bob Dylan and Jesse Ventura. And the ball of twine. It sounded sincere.
The ball of twine was good. Yes.
He's very good. And the thing about his wife and their three kids being there, and he's just a neat guy.
Yeah. The people were super happy.
Oh, that was a fun night.
Super happy. And we did meet so many people at the Eagles. And then we were up on the club level, just saying hi to people. Julie and I broke down and got some kind of a decadent dessert. You know, they have kind of some, you know, fun food up on that
club level. Okay, let me just tell you what it was.
What did you have? I had something.
A pretzel bar, chocolate salted caramel pretzel bar with caramel sauce.
To drag each slice through.
And they cut it into small slices for me. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I had something called a blondie bar.
I saw that.
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah. That was really good.
Yeah. Good desserts up there.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. All right. So.
And hi to everyone who we met last night. It was super fun.
Yeah, it really was fun.
It was fun. Okay, we have something super fun coming up.
Yes, we do.
Race for the Cure.
That's right.
And it's not a race, it's a walk.
It's a walk.
And it's
a meander.
It's a meander. And what did you figure out that we've been doing it?
This will be our 16th year having a My Talk team because this was our very first thing that we did because we started on the air in June of 2002. So the following May, we had a team.
We did.
We had a My
Talk
team.
Had some
and it was at Southdale then before it moved out to
exactly.
America.
But we're having a LoJ team again this year and we're back at Southdale. And it is such a wonderful day. You get there at 9, you're done by 11, and it just feels so good to walk in service of everybody who's been diagnosed with breast cancer, has passed from breast cancer, or surviving with breast cancer.
We're raising money, you know, here, and that's a good thing. And we have some people have walked with us every single year.
I know.
Other people take a year off, and we've lost some of the people that we first met and stuff like that, but it is really, you'll still be able to go out and do a family thing if you want to have brunch or whatever.
What a lovely thing to do with your daughters, your sons, family.
So you have to sign up to get the early bird race deal to be on our team. It's
March 31st. Yeah. You go to My Talk. Keyword, is it race? I'm putting it in right now.
Race.
It is race. Yep. And it's
is it $26?
$26. And then it'll go up a little bit after the 31st if you forget about it. But it's a good way to do it. You get a LoJ shirt.
Yeah. Well, listen, May will be here before we know it, and won't we all be better and happier for it?
Oh
no, well, truly.
Could be 60 on Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
It was 49 when I came to work today, and I was like, thank you. Except for I saw all those photos on the news this morning of the
potholes.
No, of all the cities underwater, Nebraska and Iowa, and it in North Dakota is where I mean.
No, it's going to be bad all over the place because there's so much snow melt and
so rapidly.
Rapid. Yeah.
So we're thinking about those people.
All right. Listen, we come back. It's our story we can't get enough of. Hey, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us on this productive Tuesday. People saw us on the big screen last night at Bublé last night.
No kidding.
Yeah. We had a couple of people text us and tweet us.
Did you just take a picture with Michael Bublé? And I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I know it. It's like, we. Anyway, this was GMA didn't cover this story at all. And it was being reported by the Wall Street Journal. And it is how How did the National Enquirer get Jeff Bezos' text?
Because the head of Amazon when he was having an affair with the woman. I mean, the dirty text.
Yeah, putting aside the Saudi connection and the fact that David Pecker at National Enquirer, you know, has been
in bed in the past with President Donald Trump.
Putting all that aside, but the rumor had been always that Lauren Sanchez, the mistress, her brother sold them to the National Enquirer. Here is the confirmation of what went down.
This morning, we're learning new details about how the National Enquirer allegedly obtained racy text messages and nude selfies sent between billionaire Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. According to the Wall Street Journal, who cites people familiar with the matter, the billionaire's messages were actually sold to the tabloid by Sanchez's brother, Michael, for $200,000. NBC News has not been able to corroborate that. The Journal, reporting Michael Sanchez refused to dignify claims that he signed a contract with AMI, the parent company of the Enquirer, saying the report was based on old rumors. Last month, in an interview with Vanity Fair writer Gabriel Sherman, who is also an NBC News contributor, Sanchez denied he was involved in the leaks.
Michael Sanchez says that his sister Lauren frequently showed the pictures to people, including himself, and that perhaps one of her girlfriends leaked the picture.
According to the Bombshell Enquirer report, in addition to below-the-belt photos, Bezos also sent flirtatious texts to Sanchez, including one where he writes, "I love you alive, girl. I will show you with my body and my lips and my eyes very soon."
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. It's just like, oh. Okay, play the next one. This must be why ABC didn't run it, because they couldn't verify the Wall Street Journal. But come on, when somebody says they refused to dignify those claims, 100%.
He said, we knew it was him.
The fact that he goes, I refuse to dignify these claims, you know that they did it. That is the Hollywood speak for, I did do it, but I cannot admit it under the advice of my lawyer. Okay, go ahead.
The source of the leak has consumed Bezos, igniting a battle between him and the tabloid. In a widely read essay on Medium that came out after the Enquirer's expose, Bezos revealed that he had his own security team trying to determine the source of the leaked messages. He also claimed the tabloid attempted to extort and blackmail him by threatening to release more messages and private photos unless he stopped investigating how they were obtained. Bezos writing in part, "Of course, I don't want personal photos published, but I also won't participate in their well-known practice of blackmail, political favors, political attacks, and corruption." Adding, "I prefer to stand up, roll this log over, and see what crawls out." An attorney for American media CEO David Pecker telling ABC News last month that the Bezos story was based on good journalism.
It absolutely is not extortion and not blackmail.
The day before the Enquirer's article, Bezos announced he was splitting from his wife of 25 years. Since then, Bezos and Sanchez have kept a relatively low profile, not appearing together in public. The world watching as this very public battle unfolds over a very private affair.
Okay, here's the deal. But back after the story broke, there's New York Post, Town and Country, USA Today.
Everyone knew it was the brother. And I don't doubt that the National Enquirer tried to embezzle Bezos with that information, because they pay for information. They don't care. They wanted to see if this was going to be a catch and kill.
At the end of the day,
this story boils down to a mistress and her married lover being sold out by someone close. And
a brother for just $200,000.
And, Julia, is it possible that Lauren was in on the whole deal? Because what better way to get your lover
away from his wife?
Right. Then here you give every text, every picture to your brother. This is two bargain basement Floridian.
Okay, Lori.
A brother and sister con artist team.
Lori.
Mackenzie Bezos is laughing her butt off that her husband has been
scammed, do you think?
Scammed. Because Lauren.
But according to his text, he loved her so much.
I don't doubt that.
What's in it for Lauren to do that?
What's in it for her? If he leaves his wife for you, she becomes the new richest woman in the world.
But what if he finds out she was involved?
Well she's going to deny. And maybe her brother is going to say, yeah.
I want to know her brother's gay. Would you ever show Larry naked pictures of Casey or Saucy?
No.
I mean, that isn't. That to me, I don't.
That's how you know that these two were conning Jeff Bezos.
Because why
together.
Would you, gay or not? I guess gay doesn't even matter. I mean,
well, but, I mean, just because, yeah, I mean, you know, my brother and I, like, I came across a really great.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Naked Warren Beatty photo of
and
him
you'd send it
kneeling
to him.
Back in the day. And I did, mm-hmm. I did send it to my brother. And, you know, we
you
got,
giggle.
Yeah, we, but
never about your personal life.
I wouldn't know. If he said, oh, I just picked up her phone, like if this is what he tells Jeff Bezos, I just picked up her phone and went through it. How would he know her password first of all?
And someone having an affair has a password.
Yes, you can bet.
Okay, you can
bet. Because she has a husband. Yep. She's not going to have
You're
an unlocked
leave
phone.
It unlocked.
So how does he get that? How does, you know, and all of that? No, she left him a note. Here's my password. I'll leave you alone with my phone for 20 minutes.
Oh, God. I'm serious.
Then I've got somebody to wipe all trace of this because the stakes are high for her. She could get the wealthiest man in the world to leave his wife in the most cliche of ways. Yeah. An affair.
And embarrass him. With his stupid text messages.
She doesn't care about that because she is, as long as she felt comfortable that, because I do think that, you know, there was
stuff together, Sanchez.
Yeah, but I do think that there was political retribution. The Washington Post has gone on hard on the Saudis, and we know that David Pecker and AMI.
I completely agree that was
got quite a big infusion of cash from Saudi investors to stay in business. So there is something there. Like when this dirt landed in their lap, they're like, oh, we could use this in a couple different ways. But I think Bezos has got to be talking about the fact that he may have been rooked by two bargain basement con people, brother and sister.
Well, this is back on February after we knew that, you know, the brother that was all out there, that the brother, this is from the San Jose Mercury News, and this is dated February 27th. And the headline is Lauren Sanchez reportedly cut ties with brother, but what about Jeff Bezos? I don't know.
He was part of it. He was part of it, and so was she. The brother and sister were in on it together. I'll help you get your lover. What does every mistress or mister in an affair, one person more than the other, want someone to leave? And usually, you know, it's convenient when two married people have an affair because then they both have... you know, reason.
Right.
But I mean, she would be making a serious upgrade from her agent husband to the billionaire husband.
It's got to be a movie in here somewhere.
Oh my gosh. It probably will be a movie. It probably will. Anyway, I mean,
but for $200,000.
Well, that might be like a going thing for this kind of a thing.
But that's
a lot
terrible payout for selling out your sister.
Actually, that's a lot of money. Because,
today.
Well, no, that's a lot of money because.
But to sell out your sister, but I was thinking the other way. Now that the sister's involved, as you say.
Yeah. The payout is so much bigger. What does she care? Me. They probably started with $50,000 and he got him up to $200,000. Yeah. When he said, I got texts, and as she put it, below the belt.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, we took below the belt pictures and shared them.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, Jose. All right, listen, when we come back. We know who's hosting the Tonys. Yes, we do.
Corn in Minnetonka. This is going viral in a big way.
This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
What's this? What's the latest?
Trending online this afternoon, it's Toy Story 4. Our first official trailer for the upcoming Disney Pixar movie was released earlier today. That movie's out in theaters this June. Also, something trending that made its debut last night on HBO. It's the documentary The Inventor, Out for Blood in Silicon Valley. That's concerning Elizabeth Holmes. She was the CEO of Theranos and, well, she had a dramatic rise and a dramatic fall. And also trending online this afternoon, it's Hustlers. All the cast members in this upcoming movie starring Jennifer Lawrence and Constance Wu, Cardi B, Julia Stiles, and Kiki Palmer all going to be in this movie about strippers that is not going to contain a lot of nudity.
It's disappointing.
Well, you know.
I'm kidding.
It's going to be a family-friendly feature.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. And also trending online this afternoon, it's Riverdale over at the CW. That show offering a sneak peek of its episode airing on Wednesday. It's Riverdale, Heather's the Musical. So get ready for that one. Well, that's what's trending here at My Talk. And want to remind you to join My Talk 107.1's Lori and Julia at the 2019 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, the annual event on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th at Southdale Center in Edina. Get early bird pricing now through March 30th. Sign up for My Talk's Team Lojay on our website, mytalk1071.com. Keyword race, and now time for the weather with Don.
Which is brought to you by Chad Essen Dinner Theater. Clouds rolling in tonight, 31 for the low, so we will have a cloudy Wednesday with a high of 45, but by Saturday, maybe not 60, but mid-50s. Right now, it is very nice. Sunny 46 at My Talk.
Now you know what we know. See more at mytalk1071.com.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Tuesday. So we got the word that James Corden is making a reappearance at the Tony Awards after having a year off.
He's good at that.
A couple years off.
Yeah,
he's good at that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very good. So he's thrilled. He last hosted the show in 2016. So anyway, that is June 9th if you're, you know,
out and about, and
you're planning to go to New York City or anything.
And you want to see the red carpet.
He's perfect host for that
show. Yeah. Oh, he's a perfect horse for it.
Yeah. Remember when Kevin Spacey did it?
Uh-huh.
Was it 2018?
It wasn't that long ago. It was probably
2017.
Yeah.
Because last
year. Before he got.
Yes.
Yeah. Busted with everything.
Last year was Jeff Groban and Sarah Bareilles.
Which they were really cool.
I thought they
together.
Were fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably maybe it's like more work to have like two? The two people. And if they have somebody who's got a music schedule, I don't know. Yeah, it seems like James Corden would be easy. Like he's probably already not even doing TV right then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He feels very easy. Okay.
Okay. So did you watch The Inventor, the HBO?
I did.
And Elizabeth Holmes, Theranos?
I did.
It aired the documentary. It's called The Inventor. Alex Gibney, who did Going Clear, Enron, the smartest guys in the room. He's the filmmaker.
I didn't like the ambiguous ending. I watched it very late into the evening.
Yeah.
So my memories were of the ambiguous ending that I feel like I woke up and fell asleep and woke up again for. But,
here's one review.
She's a nutty nutter.
I'll see if you agree with this. Basically, they want to look at how she basically ran a billion-dollar
scam
industry based on a lie.
Yep.
And it offered a deeper look in the day-to-day operations. I guess a lot of people listen to the Dropout podcast, which was about
based on the book. Yep.
Okay. So the film focused so much on Elizabeth Holmes that this reviewer got sick of seeing her smug face and hearing her fake deep voice.
Yeah.
She did not do any on-camera interview, but there's footage of Theranos promotional material and interviews throughout. And focused primarily on her lies, and her image, which is, of course, how she rose to success.
Right.
By looking the way she looked.
And brazenly lying and telling everybody about the miracle that she had.
She, lowered
her voice.
And this reviewer said, however, there were too many close-ups of Elizabeth
Holmes.
Oh, I
hated looking at her face.
And I ended up hating her about a half hour in, which was probably Alex Gibney's intent.
I was bored.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yep. I liked the 2020 thing last week on Friday night.
Yeah.
Because it, I guess the big thing is...
Did you want to see more of the whistleblowers, like the people that work there?
I was more interested in other people working around someone that is outselling a system and conning some of the wealthiest men in... There were men.
They were all men.
Okay. There was one woman.
Okay.
There were women in the lower levels.
Right. Most of the investors are a lot
men,
of that money. Yeah,
men,
guys.
And mm-hmm. just how she could con everybody, and it never worked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a brilliant thing to think of just pricking someone's finger and being able to access all these different things versus going into the doctor's office
and
having them
do three vials or five
and
vials.
Getting your if you don't have good veins,
right.
Like me, I hate needles, you know, and she hated needles.
No,
I get it.
You could see where people were like, everything. This reviewer said this person thought the only thing that Alex Gibney missed, but he was trying to get so much in, which is always a thing for a documentary. No interviews with patients whose incorrect results from Theranos cost them money, time, and all of that.
And that was one of the compelling things I thought about ABC's 2020 thing on Friday night, because they did show a woman who was in recession with breast cancer. She lived in kind of a...
Recession. I love it that you called it recession
but
for
you know
breast
what
cancer.
I mean.
I know. Remission.
Remission. And she lived like in a trailer park, you know, the double wides kind of fun in like Arizona or Nevada.
Yeah.
And she said she was so excited, you know, to go in and just go to Walgreens and get this simple prick of the finger.
Yeah.
And she goes in and they get back these results that her estrogen is way high, meaning the cancer's back. She's not supposed to have any in her body. Freaking out. Finally goes to a doctor like a week later and gets the blood test. And they say, you're fine. There's nothing. And then she sent a note to them and no one apologized. No one did anything.
Oh,
so you're living...
It.
You're living with trauma.
Right.
Like, I'm going to die again. Damn it, it's back.
Yeah.
So, and I guess the people that work for her, too. I mean, she...
I guess that all of that is included in the dropout.
It is. I saw it.
Yeah. That, I mean, the podcast, the dropout, in
I
the
didn't
book.
Really like this movie.
Okay.
I'm just going to be honest.
Okay.
I thought the ABC 2020 thing
was
covered
better.
It in an hour.
In an hour, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't need to.
I really, you get sick of looking at her blood red lipstick and her, her milky
this reviewer
white.
From Vulture.
That's
I
kind of a
Vulture.
Funny review, but it's true.
They just said, I just hated her. A
you
half
do.
Hour into it, I couldn't stand anything about this woman. So,
for me,
and
it
she's
was her
so
eyes.
Condescending. Mm-hmm. She thought she, you know, she was smarter than everybody.
Yeah.
Something about her eyes.
Yeah.
Well, they're huge blue eyes and the way she wore her makeup, and she was kind of almost felt genderless.
Yeah.
Which is fine, you know, but maybe she needed to become invisible as, you know, not
well,
be a woman to go get the big money. You know what
right.
I mean? And
that's
I get
right.
that.
Yeah.
But she's so unlikable.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Scam. And she's
Where
still.
Where is she in hiding?
Well, let me just tell you what's going on with her.
I mean, that's
she
what I want to know.
Didn't Donnie
she's
print a story
out on
this?
Bail?
I don't know what
she
her legal
is waiting.
Status is.
Okay,
she's waiting. Obviously, she's got money that
the
she
Securities and Exchange is after her, and they have a trial date set. Her and her former lover, who was the CFO of the organization, they're waiting a trial. I believe.
I mean, $9 billion.
Right, yeah.
Donnie, what?
I think you're right that she's awaiting trial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because she had
her name
to
is
gotten,
Elizabeth Holmes,
she had to have gotten some money because $9 billion. Somebody got it, right? Rupert Murdoch, $100 million.
Oh no, I'm telling you, she and her board of directors was all these rich people, and the grandson of one of the guys who was on her board. God, I can't think of his name. Schultz. He used to be in government. Schultz. His grandson was one of the whistleblowers, and his grandfather was so PO'd at him.
Mm.
Jezebel says her fake voice is just
Maddening. She raised $724 million.
And turned it into
$9 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she rigged it all.
And everyone knew it didn't work.
Yeah.
So in June, let's see, they've charged her. In June of 2018, the Department of Justice charged her and the former COO, Ramesh Sunny Balwani, with 11 criminal felony counts. There would be more coming. Let's see. And the SEC also charged her with raising more than $700 million from investors through elaborate years-long fraud.
facing 20 years in prison. Mm-hmm. But right now, she's living in a luxury apartment with her fiancé.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I hope she gets
it. She's engaged to a young hospitality heir.
Oh, well, heir, there you go. Oh, boy, I bet that family is not happy
and
about her coming into the family.
And it's reportedly chipper and chippier.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I hope she gets it.
Yeah.
Jezebel describes her voice as stupid man voice.
Yeah. It's horrible.
It's really it was horrible. Horrible. And it was a fake voice. Yeah. Okay, so Donnie, remember we read the book Bird Box, and
yes.
then it became the thing that everybody watched yes. the first weekend in January.
Except for me.
Except for you, but I mean, like, 50 million people in America all watched yep. the same thing. The guy who wrote Bird Box, his sequel is coming out.
Yeah, he's writing it about 8 years later. Mm-hmm. What happens to the Sandra
it's
Bullock
done.
Characters?
It's done. The okay. book is coming out October 1st. Yeah. We tried to get this author on for Bird Box. He wasn't doing interviews. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have to get that. But I read that book in a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the movie came out, like 2 years later, all I remembered was like the premise, the character Mallory, but I'd forgotten all the details. So it was like seeing it all over again.
Yes.
You know? So anyway, so I don't know. I'm sure they, Netflix, I'm sure that
the rights have been
option.
Gobbled up.
Yeah,
already.
They're yeah. already option. Yeah. Uh-huh. Because if it takes, you want to know.
Oh, do you? Because yeah. I never watched the end.
Yeah.
Or never watched it.
I mean, we know where she is.
We know where she is. And
what
that's
happened?
And when the book ended, we're like, damn, we better get a sequel. So mm-hmm. anyway, that is coming, people. Anyway, all right, listen, we come back. We are going to be talking with Michael Bodine, a psychic's life, what it's really like.
Love them.
All right. Oh, my gosh.
But
welcome back.
So
we're
sweet.
So yeah. excited. We've got Michael Bodine with us with his second book out, A Psychic's Life, What It's Really Like. And Michael, we've had you on for your other book. We've had you on many years. We know your sister, Echo Bodine. She used to have a show when we first started our
family.
Station.
Is everyone psychic in your family?
I have another sister, Nikki. She's a medium.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
And
she's
that's someone who talks to dead people.
Yeah, she talks.
Okay.
Yeah. She talks to your dead relatives and stuff, and your dead friends, and she's really good at it.
That's like, awesome.
Because she cares.
Yeah.
You know,
but
is
the psychic thing a hereditary thing?
You know, my mom was told, or my sister and my mom were told a long, long time ago that our family was going to do it. But I notice a lot of families have mm-hmm. it, you know, mm-hmm. it seems to run through it.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
It's like a thing, you know, it's like some people are really good with art and some people are really good math and, you know, some people just talk to dead people. And
there you go.
We're just one of those lucky families.
Okay. Do you believe in Mercury in retrograde? Because we felt like everyone was going crazy for a while and I think it might be weather related.
Yeah. I got to say sometimes, I don't know if it's because somebody told me it's Mercury retrograde and I go crazy, but it's, you know, things just don't work no matter what you do.
Yeah, a lot of misunderstandings.
Oh my God, communications mm-hmm. and electronic stuff goes down and it drives you nuts.
Yeah, March 28th, it'll be over.
We're almost
this
done,
Piscine
people.
One or
yeah.
whatever.
Mark
Pisces.
Your calendars.
You're right.
The sun at least is out to bring us a little vitamin D.
That makes
D.
a total difference, yeah.
It does,
it
doesn't
does.
It?
It really changes your whole
does
attitude.
It change as a psychic? Do the weather patterns, I mean, having it be gloomy in Minnesota, I know you go out to the West Coast because you work with celebrities a lot as well.
I do.
And we're not going to talk about that right now, but you can tell us during the break.
Yeah.
You know, does weather affect you as a psychic like it affects everyone else? I know that sounds probably
yeah.
like a blonde
it's
dumb
like a
thing,
mood.
But we're all blonde.
It's like a mood thing, you know? People are get real, like, especially when people are depressed during the winter, you can feel it. You can mm-hmm. feel the depression. So it's hard not to feel it yourself. But then when it lifts, it's like you feel lifted because the mood. And this, if the mood of the country is really weird, you
Which
can
it
feel
has
it.
Been.
Oh, it's terrible.
Do the dead
bad.
People
Awful.
Not want to talk to us then?
They seem to want to talk to us more, which for me drives me crazy because I don't want to always talk to them, you know? It's like I want to take a break.
Yeah, and, how do you take a psychic break from all
yeah,
the psychic noise?
Because you kind of talk
sick,
about that in this book,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is I'm a real skeptic when it comes to this stuff. I have to see it, mm-hmm. you know? And I wonder about what happens when you die, and I wonder about that stuff all the time because I see it all the time, but stuff happens constantly to people. Things move. Lights go on and off. Things are shape. And there's all these different coincidences that mm-hmm. happen. It's so hard to deny it, you know?
Yeah.
After a while, you just have to stop and go, okay, all right, maybe there is some truth to this. And there's stories after stories after stories. And I've seen it. I in my office, is real busy, and I'll see stuff just move across the table.
Yeah.
For no serious? Reason.
Well, I did. Yeah. I want
to
ask
see
you.
The inside of my brain yeah. right now.
No.
Is there any activity?
No, get that camera out of his face. No, I want to ask you, because it was two Sundays ago, it was my nephew's birthday. And
yeah.
He took his life at the age of 20.
I'm
and
sorry.
So,
what was your
name? His name is Tristan. And on his birthday morning, by my bookcase, yeah. which has some photo albums and, you know, just some. Anyway, I haven't been over in that area probably right. in a week. And the morning of his birthday, two photos were on the floor, and they were of Tristan and his brother with my sister and her, their cousins. So the four kids,
yeah.
a happy time at Duluth. And it was just like, I felt so strongly that yeah. these specific photos, both of them oh. in Duluth
That's
with
wild,
his cousins,
Lauren.
Because he loved when his cousins came from the West Coast. Yeah. And it was just like, he's just saying, hey,
yeah,
I'm here, you know.
That suicides are tough. They say, at least some of the souls that I've dealt with, they're kind of stuck
mm-hmm.
here
I've heard that
until
before.
The people that they affected pass too. Then they kind of have to stay and be with the people, even though they left. They can't rest. They can't rest.
Yeah.
It's like they have to make amends, or they have to deal with the consequences of their actions, even though, you know, I understand why people do it. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, I've seen it so many times where the people that have committed suicide are just stuck here.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. they can't go on to whatever.
Yeah. So, but even if somebody is like stuck, I mean, I took comfort from yeah. the fact I was yeah. like, because yeah. to me, it was like he was saying, you know,
hey, Dooney, I'm okay.
I'm okay.
That's
yeah.
And a lot
for.
Of times
yeah.
that's what they do. You
yeah.
know? That's
just
what they
showing
try to
a
do.
Memory because right. it was like two random pictures of these kids like 10 years ago.
Right. And that's, yeah, that's what they have. That's what they have to do, and is
right.
try and make things a little bit better.
And it did make me
yeah,
feel.
And mm-hmm. it happens all the time with people with suicide mm-hmm. stuff. I mean, people always are telling me stories like that where there's some sort of remembrance, but it's a fond one, you know. It's not
yes.
in the beginning. Maybe it's a little dark, but then as time goes by, it gets a little lighter and lighter and you know.
Easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Michael, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Michael Bodine. The new book is A Psychic's Life: What It's Really Like. Is this sold in local bookstores, Michael?
It is.
Where
it
can people buy it?
You know, you can get it on
right.
B. Dalton. It was supposed to be called
B. Dalton. B. Dalton isn't in business anymore.
I know.
You can get it at Broders
and Perkins and Cake. It was supposed to be called 7 Reasons Why Not to Get a Reading. That's what I wanted to call it.
But the publishers,
they didn't like it.
I like it because I think people are curious. What is it like to, you know,
walk around,
you know, hearing, having this ability. And I think people think, oh, I'm glad I don't have that ability. But at the same time, people are fascinated by it.
Yeah.
That you work with famous people, even though you don't tell us. I can't wait to read this book.
Oh, good.
I do want to know what it's like. And we always have a million questions
yeah,
for you.
It was, you know, the reason I wrote it was I was just bugged. I was bugged by people asking me stupid questions all the time. I was bugged by people doubting it. It's like, mm-hmm, you know,
right.
oh, there's no such thing. I saw something about Jon Stewart. No, one of those celebrity guys was putting down psychics or putting down mediums or something. And it just broke my heart because I really, John Oliver. Yeah.
He seems like he would not.
And I really like this
yeah,
guy.
I love
know?
Him
and,
too.
And I thought, damn, what, you know, what an idiot. Mm-hmm. You
Let's
know?
Send him your book.
Yeah, well, I, you know, some of these people are so nervous or so afraid that they just can't deal with yeah. the whole possibility of
Can
it.
Can you do any guiding or directing of, you know,
people's lives?
Ghosts?
Yeah, you know, there's, I bring people with me in ghost bustings that have no belief at all, and mm-hmm. then they'll look at something and totally freak out. But then the next day, they're like, did I really see that?
Yeah, they're disbelieving
yeah,
their
and
eyes.
Then 2 days later, they're like, I didn't really see
yeah.
that. That's just, you know.
Yeah.
But at the time, they're like on their knees going, oh my God, look at that green blob.
Mm-hmm.
You have a long chapter called My Third Eye is Bigger Than Your Third Eye.
Yeah, that's about psychics. There's a whole bunch of diva psychics out there these days. The thing that bothers me about diva psychics is that the basic rule about being a psychic is humility, is that you know from the very get-go that it's not about you. You're just
the vehicle.
You're just the vehicle. That's
mm-hmm.
it. And
uh-huh.
it depends on what you say and how you say it, but it has nothing to do with you. And so some of these divas get in here and they think that they're just, you know, they're ridiculous. They
yeah.
charge thousands of dollars for, they're not going to even talk to you, and they think that their presence is going to make your life better. Screw them, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't like those guys. So that's why I wrote My third eye. Because there's always, you know, when you walk in and you tell somebody's a psychic, you can tell the insecure psychic because they're always trying to out-psychic you, you know, like, mm-hmm. give you that look like, what am I thinking? What am I? Right. It's like, you know, who cares? There's a lot of psychics that are way better than I am. That's for sure. And
what's your, you know, I mean, do you have to touch someone, get a name or
I get a name or sometimes they'll just show up, you know, like their spirit guides will start talking to me about stuff and they'll just go ramble. Like, you know, I'm at the store and I bump into somebody and I get this whole layout of this kid. I could see that he was going to get a knee injury and there was going to be his left knee. And they show me an x-ray and how it was going to affect his life and what he was going to do in the relationship he was going to meet in the hospital because of this and all this stuff. And it was like 3 seconds. And I went, and what am I supposed to say to the
kid? Yeah, you know? Don't go skateboarding.
Be careful. Wear knee pads.
Yeah. But but you can't really interfere.
You can't. You can't. There's these ambush psychics, like these people in the East Coast that go up to you and they start giving you psychics.
It's like an is.
That's you're not supposed to do that.
It's just, so when you know, if someone, how do you feel if someone really wants to comes to you and has a reading and says, I just really want to talk to my dad. He's been dead for 5 years and I just really want to hear from him and you get nothing.
Well, there's like my sister's a good medium. That's happened to me. I suck at that. You know, I do. Sometimes a relative or friend will show up, but that's not my deal. I'm a future guy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So give us an example. So if somebody comes to me,
I'll just say, look, I'll give you the name of a medium. I'll give you somebody else's name. I don't do that.
But what if someone came to you, what would your expertise be?
What do they usually want to know?
I'm a future guy. Like I can see opportunities coming up for people. And that's why I work with people in the entertainment field. Because, you know, I got to say that most of the people that I do, I see opportunities, right?
Yeah.
And I know most of the time people aren't going to take those opportunities, job or relationships or whatever. And so I can't charge people dough when I know they're not going to do something. I know that the best they're going to do is maybe join a bowling league. You know, that's it. And so
are you talking about Lori?
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, you just know. Yeah. It doesn't make them bad people.
But we're going to run out of time. Shoot.
But actors, I know when there's an opportunity, they're going to take it because they have to.
I hope Lori Loughlin hires you because she could
opportunities.
Use some, what's happening in my future?
Yeah,
Michael Bodine, Psychics, like what it's really like. The book is available. We've got 2 books available right now. Give Donnie a call at 651-641-1071. Always great to see you. Keep in touch.
Great to see you guys.
All right, we'll be right back.